From California to Illinois to New York, the marches had one thing in common, a chant, Si se puede, yes you can. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, many pro-immigration marchers are looking for something else to say.
In L.A., demonstrators took to the streets wearing white T-shirts and waving the U.S. flag, and they provided their own soundtrack. Si se puede, which means in Spanish, it can be done. Those three words, chanted in 4-4 time, si se puede, were everywhere, shouted not only by Latinos, but by Russian immigrants, Filipino Americans, Koreans. It seemed everyone had their own versions. Maria Arroyo, a tenant organizer who was born in Guadalajara, was there chanting along.
You know the origin of that chant? I believe so, that Travis came out with that. You think it's about time for a new chant? Well, to be honest with you, what else can you say? You know what I mean? Yeah, you can do it. You know, like, hey, we have a power. We can do it. We can make it.
Arroyo remembers using the United Farm Workers rallying cry since her days in the Chicano movement in the 1970s. Now the chant is used for just about every cause, like raising wages for janitors and stopping the war in Iraq. The Bus Riders Union uses the phrase to demand better public transportation, but they also have their own drum and chant crew that comes up with creative slogans for every occasion. Carla Gonzalez is one of the union organizers.
Everybody's chanting Si se puede all the time. You seem to have something new.
Right. They go, ¿En dónde está? ¿En dónde está? Toda esa mira que los iba a deportar.
What does that mean?
Where is all the INS that was supposed to deport us, basically?
So you're taunting them to come here?
Well, no, not taunting, but just letting, you know, just showing that we're united and that, you know, we're like, you know, where are you?
It's the people united will not be divided. It's a very, that's a chant from Che Guevara, which is a revolutionary slogan.
Mauricio Mejia went to the march with his wife Edna and their 8-year-old daughter Kimberly. He says the rallies here are even bigger than the ones he remembers during El Salvador's civil war in the 1980s.
In El Salvador, when you've gone to the marches, are they really different? I mean, do people hold up the flags and wear white T-shirts and chant Si se puede?
No, the times were different also. We saw the American flag, but we saw it being burned. And then now we're part of this crowd. We love this country. People were more violent. The country, of course, there's not that much freedom of expression like we have here, freedom of speech. There, where you come out of a big crowd like this, you were fearing for your life. Here you are, you feel safe, you can say whatever you want.
College student Carlos Jimenez was comfortable enough to hold up a sign urging immigration agents to deport Austrian immigrant and now California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You think it's about time to have a new chant?
Well, this one's worked so far, so stick with what works.
Most of the demonstrators seemed to agree, but there were a few possible contenders for a new slogan for the new movement. 23-year-old Aaron Napolis held a sign with a green space alien that read, "We come in peace." And 49-year-old Lilia Galindo held a sign with a message to a certain CNN news anchor with an anti-illegal immigrant bent.
Blue doves, eat your heart out. We will win.
Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
And there's more coverage of the mass rallies, plus analysis of the political and economic consequences of changes to the nation's immigration policies. That's at our website, npr.org.